Binaural is what we know as stereo. He lodged the patent for it in 1931, and it's considered a masterpiece. In it, he describes how the ear perceives distance and movement, and how you can represent that mathematically and electrically. At breakneck speed, Blumlein then set about bringing his theories to life. A series of stereo records were cut. First, he walked around a room on his own.
Right, I presume they're over. Now I'm working across pretty quickly. Going over to the other side, coming over quite steadily on full binaural. Coming right over steadily on full binaural. Trot, do you get that all right?
Yes, I can get quite well.
Good, thank you.
The trot you may have heard mentioned there in the recording is Felix Trot.
Walking and talking was done in a large room known as the auditorium, looking rather like a completely empty cinema auditorium, except that the floor wasn't raked, it was flat, and it was laid with hard Canadian maple, so that it made good loud bang, bang, bang noise if you walked flat-footed round. So you had the two sorts of things to locate on, the voice, which of course had a whole lot of different noise patterns, and Blumlein's shoes going firmly down on this hard maple floor.
Then came a further test using several voices in static positions across the binaural stage, and they clearly amused themselves playing a buzzing game. Then he investigated how the sound could be opened up in stereo, creating a foreground and background and helping distinguish between voices, even when they all spoke at the same time, a cacophony that he called TDH, Tom, Dick and Harry.
TDH, please. It's fairly old. You used to go around to the A full binaural, please. Right, it used to be my favourite. John Bennett.
Compensating for thousands of things.
It doesn't work very well.
Doesn't work very well.